NADBS. NADBS, NAWRO, Richmond. Good morning. You're early. Richmond? I was just looking at Richmond. Good morning. Yeah, Dakota, this is Tim up here. We were talking a few weekends ago. I believe the topic was generators. I think I'm still in a rough area. I'm not used to talking this early by my house. But, yeah, I remember the call. How you doing, man? Not bad at all. Nice, cool. I'm going to call it a fall morning. I like this weather. This is great. You and me both. I'm in a t-shirt. I wouldn't have defrost on, but I had to, and I would usually have the windows cracked. Hey, I have to indirectly thank you for the FTM-150 that I'm talking on, your recommendation for it. I didn't realize that that ASP circuitry actually works when you need it. I was so against that because I thought it was nothing more than a marketing gimmick. There's no way this is worth anything. And I don't know what the circumstances were. I'm sure you heard the tale of my FTM-500 that went back to Yaesu twice. And I swore I was never buying another Yaesu mobile. And I ordered a 2730 for the house, and I'm like, this is going to be a nightmare to put in the car. I got to get a speaker for it, mount that somewhere. So the strip, FTM-150 RAS, was on sale, and it's honestly been the best sounding radio that I've had.
Giving Sean a little space there in case he happens to be early today as well. I think I did the same thing as you did. My first was the ICOM 2730, and that's now in the car. Now I have to make a debate on which one stays as the base or which one ends up going in the car. But you're right, night and day difference between the two radios.
It's frustrating because had my FTM-500 been what this, if it sounded half as good as this radio, it would still be in the truck. I mean, I have zero complaints about that radio other than how bad it sounded. I love this screen. I didn't care if Fusion ever used it, but APRS works great on it. I just could not tolerate how bad it sounded. So I'm in the same predicament now, but I got plenty of time to decide. Because there's that new Kenwood mobile coming out, which is basically the THD-75 with an amp. And then Icon just released a new ID-5200, which is one of my other favorite mobile rigs.
I did get the Mars mod for the 2730, but I have no reason to really use it for the other side anymore. Besides, I'd need a separate antenna, because I can't use the same antenna for that anyways, for GMRS.
I don't know if I did that on my 27, no, I did. I do have a Mars mod on my 2730. It's super easy to do if you want to do it. You just got to pull one pad off. And I did not open up the 150 for the same reason. At home, I don't feel that I'll ever have the desire to put this talk on a GMRS repeater. I can really only get into Mayville, which I don't think is linked anymore or even up. But mobile, I try to not go there, so I didn't open it up, but I'm going to at some point. I was riding my four-wheeler the other day up to my buddy's farm. My wife was coming with me, so she's following me, and I'm like, man, I got all these HDs, and she's driving my truck, she's got a mobile in it. Why don't I have a radio set up? But I just use a Comet 2x4, and you'd be surprised how good that thing does on the 462.
Yeah, I heard you speaking of that antenna prior, so I'm just using a little mag mount, but I did get a diamond for the base, although I think it's the smaller one. I think you might, if I remember right, you might have the 50. I've got the 30 for now, but I might want to, when I go to the top roof, the top chimney on the roof, I might want to go to the one above the 50, and that might be my, you know, final vertical antenna for the base.
I haven't driven by my old house in a while, but I would be willing to bet that my Diamond X50 is still up on the chimney. And that was when I didn't know much, so I bought an X50 NA. So I had to get N-type connectors for the LMR400. That's probably also still ran in the house. This house, I have a Kona GP3. It's mounted in my attic, and I've not found a reason. I mean, I don't use it much, because I lied. I use it a ton, actually. I haven't found a need to put it outside yet. Same with my HF antenna. That's also in the attic, and I really have no complaints about the performance. But the way I use my 2730 at home the most is I just put it in crossband, so I can walk around my property with an HD, talk into my mobile, and then talk into the FBI network.
That is a real good use of that crossband. But, of course, in my situation, somebody put an antenna and repeater about 7 blocks away from my house, so I kind of have that naturally up here. And in that regard, for the 7.2 and this, I really don't have to worry about an external antenna, but I would put it up for other reasons, other repeaters.
No, if you have that luxury, you've got it made. I've never been fortunate enough to be that close to a repeater. The closest I was at my old house was about 7 miles, and it was hit or miss. It worked okay in the wintertime. Once the trees started to grow in, no shot. And then I was able to, believe it or not, get into Mount Clemens, GMRS, and UNP from my living room on an HD, but then I wasn't able to move. So I didn't crossband at all at that house either, I don't think. I think I tested it on an FTM 300 one time. Wasn't super thrilled with how it worked because it was such a delay. Like, it didn't drop the carrier as fast as it needed to have a usable conversation. 2730, it's just like talking to the repeater. I've noticed, like, no difference whatsoever versus just talking right into it versus crossband.
Yeah, I can't complain at all. Subtle difference between the 7.2 and the FBI. The FBI, of course, the full repeater's up here. 7.2, I'm still getting the input, or, you know, the transmissions is coming from Mount Clemens. So, you know, I can't be in the basement with an HT. Aw. But as far as being able to transmit for the ARPSC nets, night and day difference up here. I don't have to be doing the Statue of Liberty pose and, you know, having the antenna straight up and down and all that fun stuff. No, it works just fine now.
I love that repeater. I don't go on it ever, but there was, beginning of the summer, there was a crazy, crazy storm. And it was like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and my wife was like, should we put the kids in the basement? Like, what are we doing here? So I turned on my radio, and everyone was checking in, and I thought it was awesome because I was hearing in real time what was happening and then reading it 5 to 6 minutes later on my weather apps. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, our Skywarn net controller, Jeff, WCB and WC8E, does an outstanding job. And then there's a secondary position. It's called Micon Key Station, and that's what REC Dave is doing now. But I'm trying to get into that, so we'll report to directly when the Weather Service opens up a Micon net on a different network. We get into that and report as the Key Station. It's just fun stuff. It's more than just the Skywarn that I was initially trained on in the 90s.
That ain't DDF. That's the stuff that got me interested in radio in the first place. Aside from, you know, alternative means of communication was the emergency side of it. just getting information in the event that you can't get it other ways. And my wife used to give me crap about radio, not like legitimately, like you're an idiot, but like, why? Who? What are you doing? Like, who are you talking to? Why? Like, what's the point? And then after that night, when she was sitting next to me listening to the radio, she goes, "Okay, I kind of get it now." So I think that the auxiliary use of amateur radio is pretty awesome.
Well, in that regard, if you could keep the first Saturday of October open, it'll be October 4th. We're going to have our simulation again for the fall. And all licensed hams are, invited to check in to the net that will occur on 7.2. And you can, either quote-unquote deploy or not deploy. It's up to you. But by checking in on the net, you'll be part of it, and you get to listen to what we do. I am going to be fully deployable this time because I had so much fun in the springtime. And we're not going to know what the, training is going to be until the day of, but it's quite interesting and quite fun, and it does deploy ham radio the way you were talking about. And if your XYL wants to listen on that day, you'll get the full scope of what can be done.
I remember that this spring. I didn't listen a lot, but I just remember hearing bits and pieces throughout the day. Yeah, I'll definitely tune into that. I think I'm in kind of, I think I'm kind of filling a void where I'm at. I'm southernmost Lapeer, northernmost Macomb County, so I don't know if anyone's in that area.
Well, you would have to be able to check into 7.2, and then we move over, I think we're going to move over, I don't know for sure, to the FBI. To do the deployment assignments. So in other words, we kind of have two nets going at the same time. But, it'll be fun, even if you're not able to transmit. But, it is a fun time. So I'm going to cut you loose, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. This is N8WRO after your final.
Believe it or not, I can actually get into 147.2 without any issue from there, and I can also get into the 14620 maybe, the Lapeer machine that's linked. But I'll jot that down and try to remember to check in. It was good catching up with you, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day. NADBS, I'll be standing by.
NADBF, WARCY, Dakota, you still on the air?
Good morning, Donald.
Good morning. I just called to apologize for not following up with you on some of that information I sent to you, because I've been a bit under the weather, and I heard you and Sean were talking Monday about back issues, and my back is now finally getting back to some form of abnormality. But I just wanted to check in, and I just wanted to see if that information was helpful so you could have a better understanding of what's out there and what's available for some of the stuff you were looking for.
No need to apologize, and glad you're starting to feel better. I haven't dug too much further into it after that conversation. I still need to do some things around four-wheeler, and it's turning into a pipe dream, because in the brief research that I've done, I don't think I'm willing to spend that kind of money to put a radio in my helmet. I'd be curious, I don't think it would work, if I just paired my AirPods to my Kenwood, if that would sound good enough because they have noise canceling. But I have a feeling it won't sound great. So I kind of tabled it. It's a wish, not a necessity. Just looking for other ways to utilize my privileges.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I fully understand the cost and the expense, and I think I put that in one of the text messages. I said, yeah, cost is going to be a factor because, you know, this stuff is higher quality, and it's used in, you know, quite abusive situations, but their stuff does work. And I started with Raytheon radios back in 92, and the only reason why I mentioned the Raytheon electronics as also an alternative is some of the guys who left Raytheon radios to help build Raytheon electronics. But I know people on both sides. One does more custom work than straightforward work. But things like side-by-sides or quads, if you wrote a quad or something like that, they could customize something for you and make it work. So, all right, well, you've got the information if you need it. And, you know, if like I said, I understand if your table isn't the expense. I get it. Yeah, I just thought I'd help in putting that out there. All right, I'll let you get back with your day. I am going to go take some more meds and get my day started. And if I don't talk to you, have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks again, Donald. I appreciate it. Yeah, if I had more circumstances where I was wearing a full-face helmet, it would probably be an easier justification, but... that was the first and only ride I went on this summer, and it was about, I don't know, 40 minutes in total. So the justification of the cost is a tough one. Alrighty, I'll catch you later. NADBF, standing by.
Copy that. W-A-R-C-Y, clear. It's the meds.
Hey, it's Delta. Hey, it's Delta.
I hear you, JJ. WS service.
Are you on my repeater or are you on another one?
I'm on Mount Clemens at the moment.
Alright, very good. I had some reports of the squealing and I don't know. Since I was over here working, I figured I'd check it and it sounds fine to me right now.
Yeah, sounds fine to me too. I mean, obviously you're in here, so it wouldn't do me any good to go over there.
Alright, yeah, you had some noise in there with you a little bit, but I got what you said.
Yeah, I'm not running anything on medium power, and I'm over here at 59 in mound. Alright, see ya. WS.
KYYL, KBNSW.
GPS reaches down this far, and they were wondering if we could reach down river and, well, down here around Telegraph and here on river.
Yeah, that's a haul. Hey, I gotta grab my Yasu radio back from you.
What are you gonna grab? Yeah, it needs to be charged. I can drop it off tonight.
Yeah, I might have another one for you to play with.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, I'll chirp you up when I get it down.
No, I don't use Chirp. I use all the OEM software. Wink, wink.
I get it.
For that, you can fix all that complicated stuff. I knew you would.
So that at me again. I'm over here trying a little stitch area. You get you.
Oh, I cleaned up my radio desk last night, and I've actually gotten radio stupid. I couldn't believe what I had.
That's what happens. I mean, I guess that way, too, you just get one of those little, bumps in your brain cells.
I thought there was another M1 down farther. I'll have to look. I might be wrong.
I'll tell you one thing, this new XPR is phenomenal.
Be right back.
Trying to talk to this jack-in-the-box at Big Beast, and it doesn't work well. So I'm just going to drive up here a second.
WAVDTCKJ, I have a right to my destination. I'll be at you when I'm done here. See where you're at.
Fun. I grabbed a bagel. I was kind of hungry. So, all right. Chat soon. Be careful.
WDAKLO.
W8FU.
WD8KLL. How you doing, Sean?
You know, I'm doing as good as can be expected. It's a beautiful day. I'm now off for the rest of the day, pretty much. Got a few little odds and ends I got to catch up with, but unfortunately, the reason I'm off is not great. Very close and dear old friend of mine's had a loss in his family, and I have to go do that. And so that's the worst reasons for being off. But
at least it's not for
him. Okay.
Roger that. Yeah, sorry to hear that, Sean. Yeah, I was just listening to this tragic shooting here in Minneapolis. Kids were at a Catholic church and had their first mass of the school year, and somebody shot them all up. A bunch of people, I guess two were deceased, and I don't know, 10 or 15 are injured. So not a good day in Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's a sickness, man. I don't know what's wrong these days with people. You know, why that? You know, what is it we've done? Where's the major breakdown? It's like we've had psychopaths throughout time, as far back as one can imagine. There's been psychopaths, but it seems like they're super empowered these days to be able to perpetrate heinous acts on and whatnot.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The kid was in his late or early 20s, I guess, and had a rifle, shotgun, and a pistol, and used all three of them. Just started shooting through the windows. Unbelievable. Anyways, glad to hear you're out and getting a little bit of a break, but sorry, you got to go do your play your respects there.
Yep. So just about getting a little running around done here beforehand, and there's going to be quite a few of the local ham community guys. They were both ham radio operators. My buddy and his wife passed. So they're known by many. So I'm just not sure how. He's pretty broken up about it. I'm not sure how widely he disseminated the information. I got it out where I could, you know.
You can tell him, Sean. WIM.
All right, Arpad. I'm very sorry, you know, and we'll see you later. But yeah, I don't know if you knew Arpad, WIM, and Barb. I didn't know Barb's latest call. I'll get that. I should get that.
Well, I never met them or know them since I've only been on KLDFK Network for almost a year. But you can pass on my condolences, KKKGO.
It was AB8MJ, Sean. WIM.
All right, 88MJ. Yeah, I know she had changed it. I don't think I talked to her with the new call. So, all right, you take care, buddy, and we'll see you. We'll see you in a while. Yeah, Tom, he was one of the crew. They were both very very active in the community for quite a number of years. Not so much lately. You know, we all wax and wane from our activities, but. Very well known on the Upper East Side, particularly the USICA group and groups like that. So, all right, I'm at my stop here. I got to go take care of a couple of things, and I'll have just enough time to respond if there's anything. Otherwise, we'll catch you in a bit. W8FU.
Okay, Sean. Good night. Nice talking with you, and pay my respects there to your fellow friend there as well. Didn't have a chance to meet him, but it will be missed. WDAKLL, I'll be clear.
KKKGO monitoring, as usual. Give him a lot of prayers there, Sean. KKKGO.
Good afternoon, this is Tim, ADHJL, just driving around town for some errands, so I throw a call sign out there.
Got a question if anybody's listening and wants to comment. Has anybody come up with any applications for mesh testing that they'd like to share? Or maybe tell me how their mesh testing deployment is still going. Still looking for a reason to get motivated to do it. Just thought I'd hear how other people in the community are doing it. Hope you're having a good afternoon. 88JL.
W8BD in AWRO mobile southbound direction.
Southbound and down, huh?
Yeah, sir. I was just at the airport to the DOC to the north of us. Testing out his your favorite topic, the Windlink gateway there. Well, all is working well over at Aaron's Airport.
Yeah, I read a little bit about it. Apparently you're supposed to do your report in the Windlink for the set in October.
Yeah, that was a lot of information he gave us there, but with that second document, I think I can finally make heads or tails. I can make some sense on how you score, so we'll be interested when we do get our meeting together.
Yeah, texted back and forth a little bit, Dave. I guess sometime next week is our regular manager meeting, so we can divvy out the responsibilities. I'm going to miss the regular meeting again next month because we're going to the East Coast for a little vacation. And I thought I was going to turn left here, but apparently they're not even allowing me to turn left here. Oh, now I can go.
Well, remember, I'm not sure if it matters, or maybe that's why, is that we changed it to the last Thursday next month instead, so it'd be closer to the set.
Yeah, I fly out on the 20th, and I'm gone for a week.
Yeah, I see. That's right. That means you're going to miss that. But, you know, no biggie. You've done it before, so.
Well, I just want everybody to be on the same page, you know, so we make sure whatever you're planning, I'm in sync with. Whatever Dave is planning, I'm in sync with, you know. Just as long as everybody's on the same page, that's all that matters, you know. After that, we just make it work. So I'm looking forward to it. So still got to get a hold of the Central Michigan Emergency guys and make sure we're still good with my idea, our idea, you know, the idea, whatever word we want to use.
I might as well tell you, I pulled the trigger on the Kinect Systems DMR radio. It's arriving today.
Now that sounds like fun. If you need help, what numbers do what, I will be home tonight.
I will keep that as my backup plan. I do like their CPS, but we'll see. We'll see what happens when I start trying to create a code plug for that thing. I just bought it for the radio, not for all that vaporware, they said. But, man, I ordered it on Monday, and it's here today on Wednesday from California.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, I do wish that all the vaporware does happen. That will be exciting. That will be a big plus, you know, and that will make me sad because I spent a lot of money on one. I did talk to the guy a little bit. He told me he was going to get back to me, and he hasn't gotten back to me yet. So I have a feeling that there's some production problems with these radios. Either they're not making enough of them or they're selling too many of them. So I hope that's it. So, hopefully that goes well.
Well, it's a little similar to how you started playing around with those secondhand tape radios. Kind of take the bullet to see if they work, and it looks like you did. And same thing with this. I don't know anyone firsthand that has one, but I've heard it got a lot of good reviews about the hardware part of it that exists now. So, you know, I'll give it a shot. I'll end up probably getting another one for the mobile anyways, and if I don't like it, then it'd be another brand.
Well, you know, that's the biggest part of it, you know, the software thing, yes. Can all that evolve? Oh, yeah, you know. It's a matter of if all of the hardware stuff is in there to do all of the magic that it says it's going to do. Then it's just a matter of waiting, you know. But once all of a sudden, oh, you need this chip and you need that chip and you got to change up this motherboard and that motherboard, hold on. Then it's a matter of if it's there, then it's just a matter of waiting for the software. So hopefully the hardware is there.
Correct. I did get the model number that includes the hardware in case the future improvements actually do come to pass. But for now, it's a dual band VHF, UHF, DMR radio, and of course I'm getting it mainly for the DMR.
Very good. Yeah, there's a DMR Simplex channel that I supposed to be pretty common. I'll send that link to you too. Talk group 99, some frequency, some time slot. Apparently in the DMR world it's pretty common, so when we're close to each other we could just bounce over and use that one too. We could also use it for the events, and it's also programmed in all of the ARPSC Andy doggies.
Yeah, I do recall you talking about it when we were working on Oakland County's code plug. That was the one thing I didn't get, but I figure I can do it in the future, so thanks, yes.
I can send you that code plug, and then you can just read it. Motorola software is free. It's not protected. It's not, you know, it's not royalties. So I'll send you that, and that way you can analyze it and see what you like and what you don't like. And then what I did is I just put a talk group in it, called it 63 Cruise, which meant Oakland County, which is 6-3, and Cruise means the Dream Cruise. That's a zone. You can steal that idea if you like or not, do whatever you're comfortable with it, but at least all the digits are there, and then you can just do what you want with the digits.
Sounds good, Wally. And then the last bit of hardware I got was, and I'm hoping this is going to work, is an A-B switch, so that I can share the roof antenna with, you know, the new radio.
Yeah, what I did is I got a VHF and a UHF radio, kind of quirky, and then I just bought one of those Comet duplexers that separates VHF, UHF, and that works really well for me. So, and I'm happy with it, although my desk looks kind of cluttered with all those radios on it, but it makes me happy.
Ah, you want to talk about clutter. When I had this new radio, I still got an Ocean GMRS rig on the back part of my desk now, so this will be, I guess, the third actual mobile-type radio, big footprint radio on the desk.
Oh, very good. All right, I'm going to run ahead and get a bite to eat. I'll throw my call back out when I'm done here, Tim, if you're still around. NAWROWVD.
WAVD from NAWRO, clear, QSO.
WHVD. Back at it.
Sounds good. When I get in your area later today, I'll hit you up on 225. Drop off your Yasu.
Yasu.
W8 Victor Delta. Hey, it's right there. WD8KLL in the mobile.
Talked to you before, I'm sorry. Forgot the name.
His name is Greg. Up here in Burton, working off the Holly repeater.
Oh, way up there. Okay. Sounds good. You live up there or are you working up there?
I live up here. I actually live in Grand Blanc, born and raised. Worked down in Detroit all my career, and just retired last year, so I'm back home.
That's good. Yeah, I retired a few years ago. I'm back doing some part-time work, though. Need something to fill the gaps.
Yep, I hear you there. I'm just, I'm in a transition right now. I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do in life. What I want to be in life, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully you got plenty of that left to figure that out. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any great goals to reach. I just want to be comfortable and happy.
Yep, that's all that matters. I think that's all we all want, right? Just want to be comfortable and happy.
Yeah, but of course, getting old, you have medical issues, and I got one I'm dealing with right now. I got to drive to Cleveland tomorrow. Yeah, I got something going on with my spine and my neck area.
Okay, yeah, the neck's not any fun. Yeah, I've got same issues, 3 back surgeries in my life, had 2 laminectomies, one at T10, T11, one at L4, L5. So I have the background of back injuries for sure, and about 5 injections.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's in store for me. I went to one doctor already, had an MRI. Got one of my... couple spots. There's touching my spinal cord is causing some symptoms. Nothing painful, but just annoying. And he said they would have to go in surgically and remove the disc, put something in there, and then have some kind of metal spacer or something. And I'm hoping that the Cleveland Clinic might have another option. Like a friend of mine who's a doctor said, you go to a surgeon, and their viewpoint, when you, when all your tools you have is a, when all the only tool you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So I'm looking for maybe to get another viewpoint.
Well, depending on what you have as far as diagnosis, I have what they call spinal stenosis, and it's a narrowing of the spine inner area where your nerves run through the discs, and that gets filled up with either arthritis or bone matter or what have you, and it pushes off, it pushes your sciatic nerve, and that's, and I had what they call a laminectomy, and what they do for a laminectomy is they go in there and clean that out. They go into the inner part of your spine and clean that passageway out so your nerve has more more space to come out, and that's what they do for a laminectomy, which is less invasive than putting the cage in, metal screws and all that.
Yeah, I also have some spinal stenosis too. I get some, you know, pains down my legs. And I did physical therapy for that. It helped a little bit, but didn't get rid of it. So I may be in line for that too, you know, what you were just talking about. So we'll see. I don't know if they can do everything at once. Probably not.
Well, like I said, what they did with mine is they just went in and cleaned that area out. They did not put any cage or screws or nothing, which is a little bit less invasive. If they could do that, that's what I would recommend.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be an option in my neck area. So, oh, well, you know, I have to do whatever needs to be done. But I'm not looking forward to it, that's for sure. But I like the Cleveland Clinic. I had a kidney transplant there 4.5 years ago. The treatment was amazing, the way they deal with things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've heard a lot of good things about the Cleveland Clinic, for sure. So, yeah, good deal.
Oh, I got a phone call. I got to grab this. ABAPR.
All right, Phil, we'll talk to you. I'll be standing by. WDAKL, all clear.
KJO, NAWRO.
Hello, hello.
Howdy, I was just monitoring statewide one, so I caught all of that. Very good. Got another one for the net tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah, he missed the in-house last week. Because he had another looking forward to tomorrow at 1900.
Awesome, as am I. And guess what just came into the front porch today? A CS800D Plus from Kinect Systems. Now I get to build a cold plug tonight.
Does it come with its own software, or can you use OpenGD77 with it?
It comes with its own CPS, and I downloaded that a while back, and I've been playing with it. But I actually have the radio now, so I need to actually get down to brass tacks, so to speak, and put a code plug in there. So I'll just copy the one I had for Oakland County for now, and then go from there. I mean, at least I should be able to get the analog frequencies in there from the Yaesu and the ICOM. I can just cut and paste those. That'll be easy. Well, hopefully. We'll find out. I'll find out after I do it.
Well, the digital side's going to be simple as cake. I mean, you got your transmit frequency, your receive frequency, and then you got your contact. Your talking source. I got a talking source called MI5. It has 51, 52 in there, and I can just go up and down. But since it was on a mobile, then it just has 51 in there. And of course, I got Fulton County in there. And it's going to be color code 1, blind spot 1.
I'll do it for a C note.
If I have trouble, Wally, you will be the backup on this.
Yeah, I said I'll do it for a C-note. I told you I'd send you an XPR plug. You just got to read it.
Alrighty, that sounds good. Should I text you my real email address? Would that be helpful?
Yeah, that'd probably be easier. Did your radio show up? WABD.
Yes, it did. I just did the unboxing. I did a few photos. And nice. The microphone looks, dare I say, Motorola-ish. It's heavy. Very, very heavy. I took some photos. I might put them on Discord. And then how do I pronounce this? Dawa? AV switch for the coax came in. That's chunky and metal, so I don't know if that has any indication if it's quality or not.
That's what those microphones are for, to be a weapon. Hello, Tom. It's your turn.
Hello, Wally. I am actually headed in your direction.
That'd be cool. Looking forward to hearing his new radio. I'm surprised you don't have that thing programmed up and running yet.
No, I was out and about today. Like I said, I did the airport first. We did Big Boys for breakfast. Came down here for Ted's Coney Island for lunch. And then I even had a chat on DMR closer to Mount Clemens with John H. from our group. And it was good, a nice, thorough day. When I got home, it was sitting there on the porch. So I just put it all together, hooked up the power, and I'm going to have at it, I think, here. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, we got to hear what the quality of the audio is on it. What's the water done? Is it a 50 water?
Yes, it is, but I'm in the book to try to look at the specs. Go ahead, Wally, while I look at the book.
There you go. Look at the book. more power. I mean, we want this baby to dim the lights in Richmond when he keys it up. So, power used to be a big thing. I don't think it's much of a thing anymore, especially if the receive stuff is up in the air and everything else. I mean, look what you can do with a cell phone. You're lucky if those are 3 watts. I agree with that. I mean, you got 3 watts and you can hit another radio. I mean, and a tower that's, you know, 5 or 6 miles away. This plant's got its power. Because what height of them? Some of them are, what, 200, 300 feet?
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, I'm home. I'm going to go let the dog out. Who let the dog out? Me, because Mama's not home. So I'll talk to you guys later. I'll turn on my mobile / base radio when I get in there, and I'll be back. W8PD.
I'll give you a ring when I get a little bit closer on the radio. I'll give you a team on the radio when I get a little bit closer. I'm going to get into these wooded areas here in Oakland where nobody can reach me very well.
All right, sounds good, Tom. I'll be listening as well and reading. Only thing I'm looking at right now is 25 watt is the low power. Yikes, I wish it went lower than that. 45 is the high for UHF. 50 is the high for VHF. So there you go for that. But all right, I'll be listening. N8WRO.
Sounds good. That's why I look at my lingo at 50-50, so makes me a happy camper. All right, when I get in a better area here out through these woods, I'll give a ring up. Can't make it short.
That's quite a bit better, N8WRO.
To the trees of Oakland County, now I'm on Romeo Road, heading towards the county line. But I'm still in Washington Township.
And hitting Richmond quite nicely, I may add.
Driving in parallel with power lines, so that tends to inhibit the signal.
Copy that. I'm not quite there yet, but when I put this AB switch in line, you'll have to let me know if that does degrade my signal. So, I don't know, maybe I won't keep it in line if that's the case. In theory, if I like this radio, I could just keep it because it's, I guess you'd say it's a tri-band. It's DMR plus UHF and VHF. So no real need to switch back and forth if the signal is good, I guess.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, that's what my MD9600 is a tri-band. It's VHF, UHF, DMR, but it's 25 watts. Right now, my coworker has it in his truck and using it strictly for TMRS. It is way, way better than what he had before.
I think I might have mentioned this radio is an in connector for the antenna, so I had to get the adapter SO239 to N. And I'm swearing this looks like it's silver. I don't know what brand this is, but man, that looks like fairly high quality on the adapter, at least, for whatever that may be worth.
What connector is the N? I've heard of it, but I can't picture it in my head right now.
I think it's pretty much the ones the big boys use on the real radios, the towers and stuff. I think they had to do an adapter for the Richmond, if my memory serves correct.
think I just read in their literature that in theory it's supposed to be better for UHF, but whatever. I don't have that, so I needed the adapter. All right, Tom, I'm going to go off here for a little bit. We got some connections to make. We'll see how this works. N8WRO, after you.
Yeah, that's my Bennett and outdoor radio. I got those on my external antennas for my alarm systems. You know, but my radio antennas are like 800 megahertz, 900 megahertz, so... Yeah, that's pretty cool. And you get the adapter, that's what I usually have to do.
I mean, depending on where this radio actually ends up, it could end up in the car, then I would need a new antenna anyways, and then I could just use, you know, just design the antenna with a proper connector on the end to begin with, so you don't need the adapter. I mean, I doubt there's that much loss, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. N8WRO, hopefully to be back in a little bit.
EAP. You didn't make it totally in 3P or KCKGO.
Down on the way home from work. Got a couple of calls, 10, 15 miles more to go. Kilo Foxtrot 8 X Alpha Papa.
Oh, KFAEAP. Okay, that's what I thought you said.
I get a little bit of static from you there. I could be on my end. I'm just running on a AR5RM with a little mag antenna on the roof of the car.
So what, you just got an HD connected to a mag?
Yeah, it was like probably one of the cheapest antennas you could buy on Amazon. I think it was like $30 or something like that. But overall, I get good reception with it.
So is it that little dual band one that's got a like a 5/8 wave and then a quarter wave on it? Black.
That's the one, exactly that, except for I got the orange tip one.
Yeah, it's not a bad little antenna. Co-worker's got one for GMRS and he's got a TYTM D9600 that's modified for strictly GMRS right now until I update the code plug. But yeah, you don't sound too bad. You're okay.
Good to hear. Actually, when I get home, I'm going to finish my 2-meter antenna build. Building a Yagi 5-element. I still got to do the gamma match on it, but everything else is ready to go.
And what's your HD? Did you say it's a little ball thing?
Yeah, it's the AR5RM. I'm kind of on the fence right now because I'm about to buy an actual good radio, and I'm kind of torn between two of them right now.
All depends on if you want to do DMR also, or you want to do System Fusion, or you want to do D-Star. You know, do you want to do digital in any way, or are you just going to be strictly analog with it?
I want to get to dive into digital, but the two I'm kind of looking at is the FTX1 Optima and the, or the 705.
Those are both icons, I think. your D-Star Digital, Motorola, your DMR, along with TYT, Anytone. Those are all DMR. I'm not sure what Kenwood does. I think Kenwood does DMR. You know, and System Fusion and DMR are the big ones around here. There's not much D-Star that I know of.
That's good information to know. Actually, that helps a lot. I think the big thing with the Yaesu is because it is both QRP and has an amplifier to get the Optima. I kind of like that. And, there was another thing I really liked about that one, too. I just can't remember right now.
Well, for me, my analog is an Olenko DR735T. 50 VHF, 50 UHF. I didn't get the digital option on it, but now that I'm kicking myself in the deer here, should have bought it with like an extra $150 for the digital chip to put in there. So I got a Motorola XPR 4550 UHF DMR, and that's about it all. Then I got a TYT or Retevis HD DMR.
You said DMR and System Fusion are both more active than D-Star in the area though, right?
Yeah, they both have a lot of coverage. DMR is part of the MI5 network, which is the Central Michigan Emergency Network. And that's spread pretty much throughout the state. You know, they got the receivers up in the Sault Ste. Marie in the UP, one in Mackinac, one in Petoskey, one in Peconing, Detroit, Mount Clemens. I mean, they're all over. It's a pretty wide-based system. System Fusion, they got quite a few on the east coast, on the east side of Michigan. So you got that there. There's some activity on DMR. I was just on it, as a matter of fact. But any questions you have in regards to DMR, System Fusion, D-Star, and whatever types of radios out there, you have come to the right spot. You know, FBI network. Wealth of knowledge. Wealth. Overwhelmingly wealth of knowledge on the FBI network. So all you got to do is call out there and ask a good question, and somebody will give you an answer one way or the other.
Awesome. I'll be getting my general here probably going to be towards the end of next month, because the club won't be doing it for, it's going to be right when I'm going on vacation, or they just had it, I think. So probably end of September I'll be doing my general, getting that. And I was kind of hoping when I get the radio, it'll be all, that's why I was looking at the all mode one, kind of dive into those.
Well, definitely you came to the right place. I've learned a lot. I've been a ham since 1998. I'm only a tech class. But for satellite bounces and ISS communications, you want to get a hold of WATPT. He's on here. That's Captain Dunn. For Motorola and I think you've got ICOMs. And HF questions, you got W8FG Sean, you got W8CD, Mr. Wally, and you got NATDF, Dakota, he's into HF. And I said, you're at the right place. There's a big gang on here that will know something about something for what you need to know something about. Joe, what's your location? What part of the state are you in? Because if you're bouncing off FBI, you're going to be on one of like 14 different repeaters.
KFADAP, and actually I'm up in Burt, Michigan, just south of Saginaw, a little about 10 miles south of Saginaw.
Okay, so that, I got to think of what that one is. Yeah, the Burton receiver. I'd have to look that one up. But yeah, I'm on the Richmond down to WAPD's location right now to trade off a different radio to mess around with.
I hear a lot of people coming in from Richmond. That's funny. Like, is that like a lot? I don't know. This just seems to be a lot of people reporting there.
Well, yeah, it's a linked repeater system. It's part of the Central Michigan Emergency Network, or WHCMN.net is the website, and it's part of the MI-1, and then DMR is MI-5. You know, you have statewide 1, statewide 2, and that's, like I said, that's a whole other ball of wax there. Then they have ARP, ARPS frequencies for data, P25, and they're all, you know, it's all individually owned repeaters all linked together as one big conglomerate, and they all work together and share technology and share radio waves and share towers kind of thing. So it's a pretty extensive network, and it's a great place to be for, like I said, a lot of knowledgeable operators on here.
That was great to know. I would consider myself pretty novice and fairly very new, so I've only had my tech for a couple of months, a few months now, back in the spring, and just diving in as much as I can. But anyways, I'm actually about home, so I will probably have to jump off here. For now, I'll have the radio going, though, and listening in. KFADAP.
On the radio Monday through Friday and occasionally on weekends. All depends on how active I am at home. So 73 for now. KF8EAD is in Delta, P is in Papa. This is KC8KKO.
KC8KJO, this is NAWRO. How does it sound, Tom? I got the inline switch in on the old radio Yaesu.
Sounds a lot clearer.
No, that's me, KKGO. I don't know who the other guy was, unless that was AD.
I was just concerned it might introduce some noise when I put that inline switch in, but or the AB switch, but I guess not too bad. SWR is up a little bit, though, a little bit below 2, so, good enough, I guess.
Well, 1.5 is, you know, where you want to be, but under 2, I mean, you're still getting a good out on it with less return.
All right, well, it's going to take some time, of course, on this new radio, but I did power it up. And by default, it has a voice on it, and it's a British male voice. That's funny. Channel 1, Channel 2. But, yeah, so play with us. All right, for now, I'm going to let you guys go, or let you go, NAWRO, after you, Tom.
All right, sir, enjoy your new communications device. And I'll catch you on the flip. KCKGO. KCKGO. R.O. KCKGO, how's it going there with the new toy?
Listening to YouTube video tutorial on the CPS, and it is really looking promising. So I want to finish this guy's video first, but I do have it all plugged in and ready to
download whatever's in the radio first to start with that, and then go forward from there. But I'm working on even programming all the buttons and what they do. And man, I do like this CPS though; it is good.
Yeah, how many bennies?
Say that one again. I didn't catch that.
Benjamins and Hamiltons for it.
$429 plus shipping plus that adapter. So $429 for the base price prior to... Hey, you know what? No tax, I guess, because it's California.
Oh, sweet. I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to have to look in it off of Discord. Maybe something new. I'm playing it all with P25 right now and seeing how that's going. Just another toy to test out its distance and mobility.
Yeah, sir. Just monitoring some of your QSOs on DMR there with Dave as well. It's good to hear him out there. And one of these days, maybe tomorrow, I can actually be out there for once.
Do they have like an IP scan like the Motorola?
So I do have the GPS unit that's added to it. So I'm a little unclear if that's what that's for. I guess I still need to dig into that.
Maybe so. I mean, IP connectors, it pings and tries to power with the closest signal and then it connects to it. It's a pretty neat feature. That's why I love the Motorola. So I don't have to spin the dial. I just put it on, DMR roam, and then it just does its thing.
I mean, why else would it have the GMS module, GMS module looking. It's a long cord, and I paid extra for it, and I'm pretty sure that's it. GPS is what I'm trying to say.
Gotcha. All right, I'll let you get back to it. I'm almost at my hangar, so. 70-30 final. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Julie Oscar.
KC8, KJO from November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. You have a good one, Tom. We'll talk tomorrow, I'm sure.
KC8, KJO, clear.
This is WACIJ Waterford.
KF8DRC, KF8CWF.
Hey,